Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, I do my own podcast, you know, or they help me because I need to vent, you know, so I need to talk. So this topic today is Joe Biden, Lisa Marie Presley, Prince Harry. First of all, you know, the scandal with Joe Biden with the classified documents. My stance is that the only good thing I would say is that at least he told the Attorney General and he reported it to the proper authorities about these classified documents. Perhaps they were mistakenly taken from the White House because perhaps Joe Biden was, you know, was given these documents or whatever, and he wasn't aware about this. So that's a good thing. It's totally different from Trump because Trump took documents from the White House and it was obstructing. He didn't tell the Attorney General anything about this or the archives, and he was trying to obstruct them from getting his documents. So it's totally different. So I'm glad Joe Biden's cooperating. However, it doesn't look good, but I think in the long run, I think it would blow over because it's, you know, at least he told, and I don't think it's that big of a deal personally about classified documents, except that they are important. The only concern is I hope that there's no dishonesty or anything, but I believe he told the truth. I mean, for obviously going to the Attorney General and telling him about finding these classified documents at his home or, you know, at the Penn Bight Center is a good thing. It's a sign that he's being honest. He's being honest with what has happened. It likely is an honest mistake. So I think it would blow over and be resolved very quickly. I mean, things like that happen in life, you know. I mean, honest mistakes happen. I have so many honest mistakes that, you know, you never know. The other topic is Lisa Marie Presley. You know, that Lisa Marie Presley, you know, it's sad that she died at 54. My stance is that you have all, you know, money in the world. It doesn't resolve everything. She was, you know, the daughter of one of the most famous people that ever lived. So, and the fortune that he left for her. But I would say she had a very tragic life, trying to find herself in this world, you know, with the relationship she had and the loss of her son and the loss of friends and other people that she encountered. So may she rest in peace. Prince Harry. There's only thing I say, some people are criticizing Prince Harry about that book. You know, when I look at the royal family, I realize that they are a constitutional, they're part of the government of Great Britain. And connected to the Commonwealth, which is worldwide, so they have constitutional duties. But I also feel that the projection or the perception that I get is so limiting in what they can say and do, because the institution, the, you know, people around the monarchy telling the king or telling princes what to do, and in particular with the tabloids and stuff, it's really sad. So I hope that the monarchy can change, because it's almost like you can't be a normal human being, you know, it's very difficult, you know, the firm, being in the firm, you know, to go out and greet and meet people and dress nice and, you know, be part of the crowds and support. You know, that's good on one hand, but, you know, you also got to be a human being, got to be allowed to talk and help oneself and to actually enjoy one's life, you know, not be limited in what you can say and what you can do and, you know, because it can be very difficult. And I think it shouldn't be that strict, in my opinion. I think Prince Harry just, you know, the book is just from his point of view and from the observation, also from looking at Princess Diana a long time ago. You know, you have to be able, because every family has problems. And they got to be able to resolve them. Every family, there's no one perfect. If a problem comes up where someone is struggling with their mental illness or struggling or, you know, whatever it is, they should be addressed like a family to give them help, not, you know, brush it off or limit or ignore, you know. And, you know, the tabloid situation, I think it's such a limiting position. And I feel like Prince Harry wants to be a human being. He wants to be out of those limitations. I don't think it should be that limited. That they should be allowed to address problems and deal with their problems. I don't care, you know. There's no one perfect. You can't, you know. You know, while for the perception is, you know, the goal is to be successful or to go to a country and greet and meet people and make it a success or a triumph. But the true triumph of success is for them to address problems as a family and to help each other and like other ordinary human beings. So, and I think Prince Harry simply wanted to live like an ordinary human being and to be able to address and be healthy. You can't be healthy being in limitations or being told what to say or what to do. I mean, I know in the press, I'm talking about in general. I mean, you know, you can't cover up people's problems or whatever. Every human being has problems. So good for Prince Harry and Meghan for wanting to be, in my opinion, ordinary human beings who simply has ordinary human problems. And I think the royal family should be an ordinary family who address the ordinary problems. Because I think the British people will relate to them more. Or, you know, in the world at large. Now the House has... the next topic is the House has taken over. The House of Representatives was taken over by the Republicans. You know, they just passed two anti-abortion bills. I don't think that's good, you know. It really isn't, you know. While they won't pass the Senate, it's important that, you know, they need to be a codified bill, law for abortion to be allowed for people to use. I mean, it really is. I mean, it should not be limited or abolished. I mean, in my opinion, women deserve their rights. I mean, you know, something can happen to a female, they have a baby, you know, a woman have a baby, you know, you don't know what could happen. salvation, you know, the right to choose is essential, should be essentially the right way. Because, you know, it's life-threatening situations, and we, you know, it should be a choice. It should always be a choice. So those are topics for today. And I'll leave it there for now. Those are the few topics I'm going to talk about. And I'll talk to you soon. Good day. Good night. And night.